Kieran Ward, under the quarterfinals, that's where you just wanted to be. You needed a draw here at the very least, but you just had to work hard to get that today.
Yeah, I suppose actually our goal first and foremost today was just to get the result, like whether it was a draw or a win. That's what we came down here for, and thankfully we came out there with the draw. Like, you know, it was a great game, I felt, and nip and tuck towards the end. And honestly, I didn't think we were going to get another chance. And thankfully, kind of that the ball broke there from the long kick out and went down to Connell, and that was enough just to see us over the line today.
Yeah, listen, you had to work really, really hard, sure you did, but Niall kicked, 7 points off the 12 total, and very influential today with scores from place balls and out of play.
Yeah, you know, you're looking for your big players to step up, like, and Niall, in fairness to him, he's been our main scoring threat over the two previous games to that as well, like, and every score was valuable, and I suppose we did leave a lot behind us today as well, like, and
Do you feel that? Did you did?
Yeah. We did. You know, Niall had a chance there, and we had a few in the first maybe 10 minutes that we never got anything out, like, and you know, on days like that they need to be going over the bar, like. But in fairness to Niall, he kicked the points that one was needed, and we had a few defenders coming up too to get on the end of scores, like, and that's what it takes now. It takes everybody to try and drive up and just save us over the line.
Yeah, you said a lead of 2 points at the break, but you needed Sean Patton's legs to save from Michael Langan, which was a huge point in that first half.
Yeah, I think it was a turnover we lost up high, and fairness to St. Michael's, they broke fairly quick, like, and we were caught out of position, and they were through on goal, and it was Michael Langan against Sean Patton. And fairness to Sean, he did his job and he stood up and he just happened to get the leg to it, like, and that was probably a big turning point in the game too, just before half time.
Yeah, and as you went into the second half, it was real end-to-end stuff. I think there was very few wides kicked in that second half, so there was, but as the game went on, it was really, really in the melting pot, and it was for anybody at that stage.
It was nearly like they score, we score, for the last 10 minutes or so, and again, there was never much in it. In fairness, St. Michael's, they got the lead there at one stage, and we kept kind of coming at them and getting their score and level of, and then they would go again, like, and it was just, that'd be a great game towards the end for neutrals and that, like, and it just shows how badly both teams wanted it. Again, as I said, we're just thankful that we're in the hat now for later on.
Good mix in there, the unit squad at the moment. Conall Dunn came off the bench and scored that point, which basically sealed your position in the last eight. You've been around the block a wee while with St. Eunice, and a couple of younger boys there too. So things going good with the Cathedral
things
Town?
Things are going well, yeah. You mentioned, I think, the game in Gidore, we had four fellows starting for the first time, like, and that's massive in any team to have such a turnover in players, even from last year. Players who might have been playing reserve are now in the senior panel, and again, we're all a year older, like, and I suppose everything just kind of comes together, and you're hoping on championship days that the performances are there, like, and again, you have the boys coming off the bench, called on, and Furness come off the bench and kicked the last score, like, which was massive. Sean McVeigh came in there too and won a few turnovers back in defence, like, and again, we need everybody now because we're down two fellas and two Rorys, like, you know, so that's what we're up against.
Yeah, they're big blows for you, Rory Kevin, obviously with a red card today, and then the shoulder injury picked up by Rory Kiar, and there will be big losses come quarter final day.
Yeah, well, you know, two big players for us, and it's unfortunate Rory Kiar, he's has bad luck with the injuries and that, like, and we wish him all the best now, and whatever happens now over in his scan and that in the hospital, like, and hopefully it's not too bad, but game with fellas now who can step in there and fill in their positions and again drive it on.
Yeah, listen, last eight draw coming up later on this evening around 7 o'clock or so. Does it matter who you've met now in the next stage?
Doesn't matter. Again, we're just thankful to be in there, Ashin, and whoever we get now, it's never going to be easy anyway in quarterfinals. Like, you know, it separates the good and the bad, like, and the eight teams that will be remaining have earned the right to be there, like, and again, we're down to potentially three oppositions that we can face, and we can't make it over, like, so it doesn't matter who we face, we'll be getting ready now for next weekend.